RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm on to something here. Are the phone lines open? Have we opened the phone lines today? Great. 833-804-0910. Only call if you know what's up with Billy Brad. Remember Billy Brad? You were giving me a look. You remember Billy Brad?
I remember Billy Brad vaguely.
Okay, it was a dude in the fan. He made loaves of bread and distributed them to stores. Mm-hmm. And people, it was like the first, Hardywood was the first brewery here, right? Like, so, you know, like Hardywood, like they're the OG. He was the first, like, bread guy here. Billy Brad. It was a thing. So if you go to the Facebook page, he hasn't posted since 2013. Billy Brad's apparently been dead for years, and you click on there's a link to billybread.com and it says this domain is for sale for $995. Payment plans offered only $41.46 a month for 24 months.
Oh, what a deal.
If you want to restart Billy Brad. So I don't know what happened to Billy Brad.
Billy, if you're listening.
But I just remembered Billy Brad. And where did it go? I don't know.
Did it disappear in 2013? Is that...
I don't know if the bread... I feel like I've had the bread post-2013, but this might also be like, what do they call it, Mandela effect,
right?
Where like memories are implanted in me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've had Billy Bread recently. It's possible I haven't had Billy Bread in 11 years, which is not great for my age. Okay, I'm in the rabbit hole here.
Okay.
6 years ago, he opened Billy Pie Pizzeria.
Oh.
I remember that. I think they sold the Billy Pies at Stella's Market near our house.
Which okay, is, that makes sense.
Stella's Grocery. I always call it Stella's Market, but it's Stella's Grocery.
Excuse you.
Excuse me. They sold the Billy Pies there. So did he give up the bread empire for pizza? Did the pizza bring down both empires?
Is there a Billy Pizza website?
The Billy Pie?
The Billy Pie, excuse me. Excuse me.
Wait, accuracy matters here. Billy Pie. It looks like Billy Pie We've moved. We're now open in the Basic City Beer Company.
Oh.
In Southside. Okay.
Oh.
So they're still making Billy pizzas.
So Billy may be okay.
All right. Billy Pie located Basic City.
Within the...
All right. And this is not great for a guy who runs a website called The Richmonder. I'd not heard of Basic City Beer Company until literally 20 seconds ago.
Oh.
Had you?
No, I think I'm thinking the
Bingo Beer. But you don't run a website named The Richmonder, so there's no obligation there. Like, a little more here. It's right next to Legend, apparently, which I have heard of.
Oh.
That's Richmond Icons on the endangered list. Legend, because they're building apartments there by Legend. Mm. They're blocking the view. They've got the furniture store you can eat in down there. That's a great spot. This is a Commander segment, by the way, if you're keeping score.
Yeah.
at home.
Clearly.
If they lose to the Giants, this is what all the Commander segments are going to sound like for the rest of the year.
Get ready. Billy Bread all day, every day.
All day, every day. Let's fire up a little Daniel Jones, because I think he's one of the central storylines in this game this weekend. People in New York not so big on Daniel Jones, it turns out. How's he handling that?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like I've been doubted plenty for a long time, and dealt with that time and time again, and done a good job with it. So I think my mental toughness is in a good spot, and I'm not concerned about that.
That's what you have to say. That's what you have to do. And it's funny that, I mean, when they drafted Daniel Jones, it was like they had Eli Manning. I think they liked having Eli Manning. So they went out and they're like, we need to draft Eli Manning, and we found this kid. He worked with David Cutcliffe. Cutcliffe knows the Mannings. He kind of looks like Eli, kind of talks like Eli. Maybe he'll be Eli. The Lightning has not struck twice. This hasn't been a Packers scenario where just every 15 years they go get a new quarterback and it works. And this is a scenario where this guy's on the ropes right now. Daniel Jones, I think, is playing for his job on Sunday, right? The pause is you want to make sure you don't want to say that and then he loses, he keeps his job. Then he might keep his job through the end of the season. But at the end of the season, I think when you look back on this, you'll say if he doesn't win this one, this is when it was clear they got to draft somebody. They had the window. They were number six in this year's draft, chose to take Malik Nabers instead, the receiver, which indicates there's at least some level of internal knowledge or support for Daniel Jones. That tells me that Daniel Jones has at least some support in the building. If you're going to use number six pick in a quarterback heavy draft to take Malik Nabers, knowing that next year, you know, the quarterback you want may not be there. Now, quarterbacks always show up before the draft. You know, the hype machine always runs. But this was the year to get one. This was the opportunity to get one. J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix, even Bo Nix still on the board. So that's all something that needs to that'll need to sort itself out, starting with a pretty big game this weekend against the Commander's secondary, because if you're not going to get right against these guys, when are you going to get right? Hazel has been on the phone for the last few minutes here, getting to the bottom of the Billy Bread situation, which is obviously the most important thing on my mind at the moment.
Yes. We just had a caller, a lovely caller.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller.
Says Billy is not dead. He's great. Okay. He's alive and well. He sold the business several years ago. But you can still get it at Yellow Umbrella. That's probably how you've seen it recently.
I like Yellow Umbrella. They got the seafood. Yeah, that's the seafood place.
And you can get Billy Bread. You can still get Billy Bread.
But Billy doesn't bake it. He sold the Billy doesn't bake it. He sold the secret recipe to... Okay. All right, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. And that happens a lot with the businesses, that you know, you build the brand, then you sell the brand. Someday somebody will come in, like an AI bot will come in here and be me. Like, what happened? MP sold out. You know, the brand value had peaked. Somebody made $41 payments a month for 24 months and bought the MP brand. What can you do? And then they'll do the show and they'll probably do it better than me. The chatbot's not there yet. But they're working on it. They're getting close. Thank you to our caller for filling us in. Billy Bread, the OG of Richmond Breads, is at Yellow Umbrella. If I'm giving unsolicited bread advice, which I want to be doing, Sub Rosa is the place to be. I think everybody knows that by now. They're in Church Hill. They're awesome. There's a good one, too. It stinks. I'm given the endorsement, but not the location. It's on Broad, Chaco-ish, like 14th Street, kind of right.
Oh, yeah, Europa.
Thank you.
I love them. They're great. They got good bread.
Europa's got good bread. Mm-hmm. That's a great place to go for bread, too. Now, that's the bread district is kind of concentrated east in the city. I don't know.
That's what I'm realizing as we discuss.
I don't know who's got good West End bread, but Yellow Umbrella's got Billy bread. So the West End is not
breadless,
unbreaded,
unbreaded,
crust free. My kids are still in the Uncrustables age, so we have a lot of that floating around. I like a good crust. That's something you got to grow into. That's something you got to age into. Is liking the good crust. Speaking of the Commanders, which is the thing we did in this segment, Awad and I are making videos now with our Commanders takes. We'll make a Giants preview video today. You'll be able to watch that on our socials and on YouTube later today. Awad Radio on social. I'm sure he will post the link to that probably before I will, if we're being honest, not because I'm lazy, but because I'll be out in Chesterfield getting ready for this Hall of Fame event. So I'll be a little in and out this afternoon. But the video will exist. AWOD Radio will link to it. We will have ourselves a good time. We'll crosstalk here at 11:45, crosstalk with him at 12:15, get my timing right there, 12:15 for his crosstalk. Then we'll put it online. We'll do the thing. So that's exciting. We're multimedia now. We're expanding into other genres and things. But it's a big game this weekend for Daniel Jones. We'll talk about the guys on the Commanders who need to have big games this weekend. I don't think Jaden Daniels is on that list. I don't think he's going to be on that list for a while. Austin Seibert might be on that list. He's the new kicker, fifth kicker of the offseason here for the Commanders. So that's not great if you're wondering if having five kickers in a three-month span is a good thing or not. I would vote no, personally. But he's also a former Browns kicker. It's funny, the whole thing starts when Dustin Hopkins gets cut. He ends up with the Browns. He's quite successful there now. He's a good fantasy kicker to have. That whole thing spins, and now we have two former Browns kickers, Cade York and now Austin Seibert, coming in to kick for the Washington Commanders. It's a big old circle of NFL kicking. You just want to find your guy and stick with your guy. Justin Tucker missed the other day. I don't know what to believe anymore. My fantasy football advice is always either take Justin Tucker or take a kicker with your last pick. There are no in between. Like, that's the guy to have. Then Justin Tucker misses a kick in week one. It's hard to know what to believe in the world anymore. But that's the NFL. You're good until you aren't. You're kicking until you aren't. I think the other thing, not to go too deep on Dustin Hopkins, a kicker who they cut 3 years ago, relative to this week's game, but he had a great relationship with Tress Way. And I don't know if Seibert might become best friends with Tress Way. But I know that that's an important part of the locker room. That year with Heinicke and Tress Way kind of running the locker room, like, things just move smoothly. I think that team overachieved a little bit because of that, that year, because there wasn't a lot of talent on that team, as we continue to learn, as we further extricate ourselves from the Ron Rivera situation that he put us in as general manager. That was a year that everybody got along and there were generally good vibes. Those are important things, and those are things Adam Peters will consider as he builds the team. One more week on 1140 WRVA. If you're going to catch Commanders Giants, we'll remind you that's 1140 WRVA. Tonight, the Squirrels move over as well, because it is Tech Talk Live Thursday night. Special guest Brent Pry, coach of the Virginia Tech Hokies. We'll dive further into that when we continue this show. Lane Cassidani in 18 minutes. Lots more about the Commanders, Tech, and everybody else you care about on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. It's a Thursday. It's MP on the mic. What's up, guys? Michael Phillips here. Thanks for driving around Richmond with us on your Thursday. Tonight is the big night. Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame is inducting its inaugural class, 10 athletes and contributors to sports in Chesterfield County. I'll be down. I've learned tonight is a very busy night. There's a flurry of activity in the Odyssey hallways this morning. Parney's doing a thing. You can go have dinner over at the Diamond tonight, so that's cool. Some people are going to that. Tonight is also the Richmond Times-Dispatch's The Best Night, where they honor the best. That used to be Style Weekly's thing. Remember, Style Weekly did the best stuff. They may still do a best stuff. Everybody does a best stuff. I think we need to start a best stuff. MP on the mic, best of Richmond. We'll just we'll shout out things. We'll have a dinner. If we can get it catered, it's worth it. Anything you can get catered is worth doing. That's my official stance on doing a best of. We'll just name our favorite things, give them awards, and they can come on in here, and we'll have a nice dinner.
We can start with the shots next week.
That's a great point. Best hot dog flavored shot in town.
Cotton candy, caramel corn.
Well, that's true. We have to pick which one is the best and put them up against, you know, whatever people had before hot dog flavored shots, Fireball or whatever. Yeah.
This calls for a bracket.
Do the college kids still use Fireball? Is that still a thing?
I think they're shamed out of it.
I've dated myself with that one. I finished my monologue yesterday for the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. It's brief. It's fun. We'll keep it up. Only one of my jokes got rejected by the screening committee. So I'm going to call that a win.
Yeah.
As you know, I can toe near the line sometimes. So we'll make sure we stay on the right side of the line tonight at the Perkinson Center for the Performing Arts.
I hear you know where the line is.
Where's the line?
Where's the line, Bob?
Where's the line, Bob? Denny knows where the line is. Denny is an inductee tonight. Now, he's not there. He's busy. He's working. But he sent a video message that we'll play, hopefully addressing where the line is and isn't. He's on the right side of the line to be on the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame. NFL segment today. NFL Thursday Night Football tonight. Bills and the Dolphins should be a good one. We'll get you ready for a whole weekend of action headlined by Chiefs-Bengals, the one team the Chiefs can't beat against the one team that can't start the season fast. They've never been able to. So a little bit of scheduling fun here. Bengals-Chiefs in Week 2, a.k.a. Something's Got to Give, as we call that. That'll be the Tony Romo national TV debut coming 1 week after the Tom Brady national TV season debut. Now we know Tony will be there. He'll be excited. Jim, did you see that, Jim? He'll be there. He'll be ready. Your Sunday night game, Bears-Texans this week. A couple of 1-0 teams, thanks to Will Levis and his surrender Cobra interception. I think that's a highlight that will play for years to come. I like the Monday night football game as well, Falcons-Eagles. But we'll talk about that on Monday, because we hang out with you guys on Monday. We'll have a lot of football to cover on Monday, because I'll be out in Charlottesville Saturday night for UVA Maryland, which I think is going to be a really good football game. I think Maryland is last year, punched him in the mouth. UVA went up 14 points in that game, and then Maryland scored 42 in a row. So they didn't hang on to the lead very well at all. Now, last week, Maryland coughed up a lead to Michigan State, and UVA came back to beat Wake Forest down 13 entering the fourth quarter. So the roles have been reversed a little bit. It's a house money game for UVA. For Maryland, I think they're getting a little antsy up there. They'd like to see some results. Maryland also, this is interesting, has won 13 straight non-conference games. It's actually the second longest streak in America, to Georgia, of course, who has 24. They just never lose, period. But that's a fascinating little tidbit. The only team Georgia loses to is Alabama. Nick Saban's not the coach anymore. So I think Georgia's in the clear for a while on that one. We'll dive into conference realignment, because the Pac-12 is back from the dead. We'll talk Commanders. The Solheim Cup's in the area. It's in D.C. this week. I'll tell you what that means. But we'll start with the little Virginia Tech football, because the Hokies are on the revenge tour.
Good heavens. Are you still trying to win?
You gotta get angry. You gotta get mean. That's the only way you can play.
Your skills will be put to the test.
Yes, That gets you fired up for... If that doesn't get you fired up for football, I don't know what will. The actor who played Inigo Montoya, Mandy Patinkin, University of Kansas graduate, proud Jayhawk like myself, actually, like, came and did a speech while I, you know, while I was there.
Dang.
Spoke to her. That's some star power right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want. They had, like, a thing where every year, like, somebody famous would come talk to us. One year it was Janet Reno. Remember Janet Reno? She's like Bill Clinton's, I'm going to get it wrong and embarrass myself, attorney general? Somewhere in that ballpark. It was like, because they tried to get the most famous person they could get. And that's not what a college student wants. It wasn't what I wanted. I want Mandy Patinkin.
Yeah.
You killed my father, prepare to die? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's who I want to hear from. And you know that's going to be better, too. Did you look it up?
I did. She is the attorney general.
Let's go.
Woo!
Put it on the board. All right. We're off to a good start this morning. Good deal. Because, I think one year we probably had Bob Dole. I think we had Bob Dole a lot. Like, if there's a famous person from Kansas.
It's got to be Bob Dole.
I think he was a semi-regular. Like, every 4 years, like, kids, you're going to hear from Bob Dole now.
And yeah.
We were in Kansas, and the last president we produced is dead, so you'll be,
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a paper listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You'll be enjoying some Bob Dole here.
Some Bob Dole for you.
Yeah, it's Eisenhower couldn't make it today. We got you some Bob Dole. All right, great. We'll go sit where he tells us to sit. Wins the basketball game. Virginia Tech on the revenge tour. Hokies 1-1 this season, but haven't lost in regulation yet. Undefeated in regulation so far this season. Down at Old Dominion Saturday, ODU has that defense humming. That's a really good defense they got down there. Not sure that the offense is where they want it to be. Certainly has produced some very untimely turnovers. They could be in a position where they picked up one of these wins against either East Carolina or South Carolina. They were in both of those games. Some untimely turnovers, and then Grant Wilson leaves last week's game on the last play with an injury, and they're not sharing whether or not he will play this week or not. Christian McCaffrey vibes there, except in college football you can lie basically or not talk. It's not mandatory. We'll dive into the Christian McCaffrey thing. The NFL is looking into, you know, whether they lied on the injury report, which they did. obviously. They knew he wasn't going to play, and they pretended like he was going to play all week. Here's what bothers me, though. Not the lying part, although I'm not pro-lying. This isn't a smear campaign. I'm not pro-lying. What bothers me is the only thing driving this is the gambling. Well, people are betting money on this, so we need to be upfront with the information. I don't love that as a reason. I don't love, like, well, hey, you know, it used to be you could just say whatever you wanted to say, but now that people are betting money on this, we have to do this fairly and equitably. Like, I think you're better off ignoring the space. They did for many years. Gambling existed. Football existed. The two never met, and that's fine. Everybody knew when you gamble on football, you get what you get. Now, this, you know, it's they've got the official sports book of the NFL. They got the ads. They're plastered all over the place. I agree that the NFL has an obligation to produce a fair gambling product if they're going to be endorsing the gambling product. And I don't think that's the business they should be in. I think that's how you end up on the road of these first down chains that are computerized and take 2 minutes to tell us if we have a first down or not when we had a perfectly good system available. That's how you get three-minute replays. That's how you get injury report investigations. I'm not pro-lying here, but I think I'm anti-rearrange everything because gambling's happened. And as is my traditional gripe on this show, they chase the money, and now you got to pay for it. Nothing's free. No free lunches. Hey, these gambling sites want to spend $1 trillion advertising. Awesome. We want their money. There's no free lunches. There's always something on the other side. And I'm glad college football has stayed away from it. But you know, as they ramp up their revenue demands, it's going to be coming sooner rather than later as it gets normalized and as it becomes a thing that people do. So Virginia Tech down at Old Dominion, they're big favorites. They're 2-touchdown favorites in that game. They haven't won down there yet. I love that this series continues. I hope it continues to continue. But certainly a game the Hokies need to pull out, both for the sake of proving who runs the state, right, for recruiting purposes, but also for the purposes of this is a team with pretty high aspirations. They're coming home next week to play Rutgers. That'll be a big football game. And then we'll be down there the next week in Miami for the Wednesday nighter. I always say we. Hazel, you won't be in Miami. It's kind of mean to say we'll be in Miami.
Only because you didn't buy me a... Only because you didn't get me a ticket.
Well, I know how you are about the Boeing planes these days.
Yeah. I didn't need to be strapped to the side of the plane with you and Spirit Airlines.
Somebody's got to go in the overhead compartment. That's how they save money.
I hear someone has to draw a line. I've drawn one.
You've drawn the line. Somebody's got to sit here and push the buttons.
You enjoy Miami.
I might. I think it'll be a fun football game, too, because Miami is rolling. That'll be the first big test for the Hokie. They got to get through these first. Got to beat ODU and got to beat Rutgers for that to be a meaningful football game, though. I mentioned the Pac-12 is back. Put that under the revenge sounder category here. The Pac-12 has added 4 teams today. So the Pac-12 has 2 teams right now, Oregon State and Washington State. That's not a conference. That's just 2 teams. Boise, Fresno, San Diego State, and Colorado State. Those are all states. Boise State, Fresno State, San Diego State, Colorado State will be joining the Pac-12 next year as they work to reassemble and create a fifth power conference. I respect what they're trying to do here. In the end, though, you move up to stay stationary, right? You talk about these bad. VCU moved up to the A-10 in basketball. When the dust settled, they stayed stationary. You know, they're still competing largely at the same level in perception the CAA competed at 10 years ago. For San Diego State, for Colorado State, you move up out of the Mountain West Conference to stay stationary. People are still going to think of the Pac-12 the way they think of the Pac-12. There's no getting ahead here, and there never will be as long as the Big Ten and the SEC are controlling the shots on those TV dollars. We'll get you ready for a busy weekend of football. It's a Thursday. We can start to think about these things now. New kicker in D.C., Austin Seibert in town. We'll tell you what's going on out there in Landover. We'll hear from Daniel Jones ahead of a make-or-break game for his career and a little baseball update as we do. It's a Thursday morning. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
This just in.
They've released the list of who is competing, the headliners for this year's golf tournament here in town, the Dominion Energy Charity Classic. That's the, I want to get this right, PGA Tour Champions Circuit event. They used to call that the Senior Tour, but we're cleaning up the language these days. It's the PGA Tour Champions. Has been for a while, but I tripped on that last year when we were out there. Ernie Els, Stuart Sink, Darren Clark, and David Duval, your headliners this year. If you're a golf fan, you're nodding along with all four of those for sure. This year's tournament, October 17th through 20th at the Country Club of Virginia James River Course. That was our first live show last year. We went out to the golf tournament, did the show live. We will not be there this year because the night before is Thursday night football at Virginia Tech. I think we're firing up the 910, the bus, van, whatever. I don't know what it is. The chopper, fire up the chopper. Yeah.
910, the clown car.
910, they just see how many people can get into it.
Uh-huh. 910,
the Honda Civic, flying down 81. Well, Thursday night football in Blacksburg, which is always a fun sight. Hopefully they put a couple wins in the bank between now and then, make it even more fun. Golf tournament's always a fun time, though. Last year, they had the greatest, most fortuitous bounce in the history of the golf tournament. They do a concert the first night, and they plan it well in advance. And they signed a young singer named Noah Kahn. And then, like, a month after they did, he did the song with Post Malone, Dial Drunk, blew up, and so he ended up playing the golf tournament.
Dang, that's a good pull for the golf guys.
Great pull for the golf guys. I ended up having drinks with him in the clubhouse after he played his pro-am round, which is a pretty good name drop.
Yeah.
As name drops go. We had him on the show.
No way.
He's been on this program.
Well, I'm going to go back to the Odyssey app.
Is he the most famous person to be on this program? Arguably.
Him or Carrot Top.
That's true. Joe Theismann, pretty famous as well. Ooh, it's a close one. We'll have to sort it out. Also, the TikTok food guy who I didn't know, but everybody lost their minds over.
Right, Jordan Stallion.
Thank you. I'd forgotten his name.
He did the muffin that went viral at the Olympics. He taught everybody how to make the muffin. the amazing muffin that the Norwegian swimmer was like obsessed with. I don't know if this is too niche.
I vaguely remember this. At the Olympic Village, they served muffins and everybody was losing their minds over how good they were. Is that what happened?
Yes. One particular swimmer made like 17 TikToks about the muffin. Like, I feel like you're just here for the muffin. What? Eating seven muffins.
You've got to be known for something.
Yeah, exactly.
Why not the muffin?
Can't go for gold. Got to go for muffins.
Got to go for the muffin. Things are rough in New York. I would argue things haven't been this bad since Home Alone 2 lost in New York. How did the kid get lost? How did you allow the kid to get lost again after the McAllister family is irresponsible. How did that happen? The pigeon lady, that was weird. That kid, is that based on real life? I don't know. I don't want to go to Central Park and find out. They got two quarterbacks in New York. Aaron Rodgers is one of them. Daniel Jones is the other. We'll get to Daniel Jones in a few minutes. But Aaron Rodgers looked like a 40-year-old quarterback with a reconstructed Achilles on Monday night, because he is. But he says, don't worry. All's good.
I think we always got to stay relaxed. It's a long season. I think at times people think the season is like you're out in the prairie or the desert and you're wandering around trying to find water. But it's more like a nice, slow bolero, you know, where we're just swaying with the music and reacting to whatever comes to us and through us, and just trying to not get too high with the highs or too low with the lows. The league is a lot different than when I said relax years ago, in that there's just so much more coverage, that there's so much more opportunity for overreaction.
Ah, that's nice. Nice slow bolero.
This is a football vibe.
Did I have to Google what a bolero was? Yeah, I did. Aaron Rodgers is guest host of Jeopardy. He knows his words. That's a very nice bolero there. Nice slow dancing song. Largely Cuban, per Wikipedia. There you go. Get down to Havana 59.
He's a worldly man.
He missed practice to go to Egypt. Dropping boleros. That's nice. Yeah, that's relaxing. Almost makes you forget. They got their butts kicked by the San Francisco 49ers.
Oh.
It's a long season. Long season for the Jets. And you always want to, this is the strategy in all sports. You always want to have your most impactful, like, rallying thing before you're going to win. So in baseball, you always, like, they do the players only meeting and, like, get together. It's always before the series against the White Sox, right? It's like, we got to get this together. Then you go, hey, we rolled off three in a row. Like, we're good. But they just played the White Sox, it turns out. That's how you do it. The Commanders, when they fired Jay Gruden, did it right before they played the Dolphins, who were the worst team in the league at the time, so that the new interim coach could start with the win, every good vibes, everybody could feel good. Aaron Rodgers telling us to relax before games against the Titans, Patriots, and Broncos. And he is correct. At worst, they're going to be 2-2 out of that stretch. I think 3-1 is very, very doable before they go to London for their game against the Vikings. He's a worldly man. He's a worldly man. Aaron Rodgers in London. We're exporting our finest. You're welcome, London. Europe gives us the great soccer players. Gave us David Beckham, Wayne Rooney, DC United. We need to reciprocate. It's time. We're sending them Aaron Rodgers.
It's only right.
And his nice slow boleros. As he... yeah. There it is. That's the good stuff right there. Aaron Rodgers, the NFL season. It's not a sprint. It's a bolero.
It's a bolero.
Happy Bolero Thursday to you. Lots of good NFL on the board. We'll dive into it as the show goes on. Lane Casadante joins us in 35 minutes. He's the sports director at CBS 6. We'll talk high school sports. We'll talk apparent big games, Hokies, UVA. Richmond, the Spiders 0-2. They'll look to right the ship. JMU's off this week before they play North Carolina next week. So we'll dive into all of that. Big ESPN story this morning about Robert Kraft lobbying to get into the Hall of Fame, the Patriots owner. It's got some fun details in it. We'll share that. And a baseball wrap-up. Wild finish for the New York Mets yesterday as they stay in the hunt. All that on the other side. You're listening to 910 The Fan. Happy on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's Thursday. It's 11 o'clock. We'd love to bring in our guy, Lane Casadante. Lane, good morning. What's up?
Hey, Mike. How are you? How's everybody?
Everybody's great over here. Everybody's getting ready for something tonight. Parney's having dinner at the Diamond tonight. Some people are going to that. I guess the RTD's going to declare the best of Richmond. We have two news anchors over here who are vying for that title. We'll let them handle that business. I will be emceeing the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inaugural banquet, which I'm fired up about, obviously. So, busy day in Odyssey land.
I am coming down to where you are this evening because that is a pretty big deal. The first of anything, you always remember the first time, right? It's also an extra honor for all of those who were even considered for the first class, but to be voted in as the inaugural class. Like, you look at the Baseball Hall of Fame, who was in the first class? Cy Young, Ty Cobb, Babe Ruth, no-brainers, right? To be a no-brainer in your own hometown is something pretty special.
It's going to be a really fun night, and the class is loaded, obviously. And Lane, of course, I forgot to mention, is the sports director at CBS 6. He's keeping busy these days as well. Lane, I'd love to start in college football because Tech and Old Dominion are playing this week, and hopefully nobody gets stuck in the elevator, and we have ourselves a good football game that runs on time. But With Tech losing down there a couple times, there's been a lot of talk this week, is that series going to be renewed? And I'm a big fan of in-state games. Do you see it being renewed? Do you think it should be renewed? What are your thoughts on the Tech ODU series?
I think in-state rivalries should be played in every sport as much as possible because that's what builds regional interest in every program. I can understand wanting to be, you know, wanting to host College Game Day and wanting to do things on a national scale. But I really think that UVA and Virginia Tech have, I don't know if I would call it an obligation, But I would think they would have something of a vested interest in playing more of the, you know, the regional schools, if not the in-state schools. In terms of football, the expansion of the college football playoff allows this to happen maybe a little more easily, because you don't have to worry about a loss to Old Dominion or somebody like that ruining your chances of making the playoff by the end of the season. Like Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois last week. That's not going to exclude them from the college football playoff. It's going to make it much more difficult if they happen to lose one of their tougher games along the way, but it's no longer the death knell that it used to be. So if there is a silver lining about expanding the playoffs, it is that more of these games should take place because they are less of a threat to a team's overall eligibility.
Yeah, Notre Dame's a great example of that, because obviously in past years that would be completely disqualifying. You're never going to take a team in a four-team playoff that has a loss like that, but in a 12-team playoff. And when we get to the finish line, I think we'll have an interesting discussion about conference representation, because you're going to have, you know how this goes every year, the fifth best SEC team is going to stand up and say, yeah, we lost three times, but we're way better than the second best ACC team or Notre Dame or whoever it is. You could see this one coming from a mile away.
Oh, sure. And, you know, it's all subjective, right? I mean, unless they play each other on the field, there's no real objective way to determine that one way or the other. It's going to come down to, well, what it's going to come down to is money. And it's going to come down to which team is going to bring the most eyeballs in front of TV sets to give good ratings numbers to the advertisers. So, you know, we'd like to think of this as a wholesome application and, oh, the best teams are always going to be able to get there. No, like I tell my kids, I tell your listeners, I tell everybody, if you can't figure out why someone did something, it's because of money.
That's the story as I trek out to Charlottesville for an 8 p.m. kickoff on Saturday night, Lane, between Virginia and I'm excited for the game. I could do without the 8 p.m. kickoff, and I bet there's some people in Charlottesville who agree with me on that one.
8 p.m. football is much like 9 and 9:30 college basketball on the East Coast. There is just no excuse for it.
No, not if you're going to run 3.5-hour games, which those are known to do. Lane Casadante joins us, CBS 6, and of course, Final Score Friday, our favorite high school roundup show each week in town. And Highland Springs got a little bit of a surprise last week. You know, I guess surprise, when you play a state champ in Phoebus, you're never you're never fully surprised. But now they crank up the difficulty level one more time, and I think that's a pretty intriguing matchup on the board this week.
I think the surprise came, and Phoebus obviously has won 36 straight and three straight state titles in Class 4, so they're no slouch whatsoever. Part of the surprise for me was in the way Phoebus did it, because it's not like they had guys that ran past Highland Springs and they just had all these long touchdown plays. It was they ran the ball and they stopped the run. And that is fundamental stuff that will win almost any game if you can do those two things. And Phoebus did them very well. They weren't flashy. They weren't spectacular. They had two major miscues on special teams, one of which led directly to Highland Springs' only touchdown. So for Lauren Johnson, you know, if you get beat by a team that's faster than you, there's not a heck of a lot you could do about that. And then you'd come back to your Central Region schedule and realize, well, we're not going to face a team like that again until maybe we get to the state level. But when you face a team that stops your running game and that chokes your passing, and that, you know, you can't stop their run either, there are some things that you can do with that. And that gave them a blueprint for it. Now, will they face a team like Phoebus again? You know, probably not. Maury is going to be just as tenacious and just as fundamental as Phoebus was. So hopefully Lauren and his staff took what they saw on that game tape and said, okay, here's where we need to get a whole lot better, and we'll see if that manifests itself tomorrow night.
Yeah, and for your side plot here, Lauren Johnson, 198 wins, working his way up to 200 to join a very elite crowd there. May have to wait a couple weeks to do that, but I think we'll learn something when Maury takes on Highland Springs tomorrow night. Got some other fun games on the schedule as well. I know you'll be out and about at all those. You got Atlee at Mills Godwin out in the West End. Deep Run at Prince George. Deep Run won their first game, put them on the board for the first time in a while. And then Thomas Jefferson playing over at Virginia Union against Amelia. So always a fun weekend, of course, with Lane and Final Score Friday. And then Lane, Sunday, I think I'm mega intrigued by this Commanders matchup in a way I'm not normally. You guys will have Chiefs-Bengals on CBS6 as the featured game at 425. That's a game you should actually want to watch. That's a very good game. I'm intrigued by Commanders-Giants because if there's ever a time to stop Daniel Jones, it appears it would be now. And if there's ever a team that Daniel Jones could get right against, it sure appears it would be the Washington Commanders secondary.
And I would. The reason this is intriguing is because there is history with the Giants not starting very well and coming down to Washington early in the season and getting right. Eli Manning did it once or twice as well. When they weren't having the best of seasons, for some reason, the Giants have always come down here and gotten well against Washington. So that, and I know you've been to several of those games. You know what I'm talking about.
I do.
So that, yes, that's what makes this very intriguing. You know, Jaden Daniels is going to fit. You know, the Giants front seven has always been above average, regardless of the rest of their team. And, you know, how's his maturation going to go from week one to week two? I remember Ray Tate and Gary Criswell have always said this, and coaches will tell you everywhere, you make your most drastic improvement between weeks one and two, and we're going to find out a lot about every team, but specifically about these two teams that are going to be right in front of us. You know, how much better might Jaden Daniels be from week one to week two now that he understands what it's like when it goes for real? Now that he understands this isn't LSU anymore, and as great as he was down in college, now you're facing teams every week that have a whole roster of all-stars on them. And that's to say, it's not to single out Daniels because everybody's in that same boat. So, yeah, it'll be very interesting, this game, for a number of reasons.
You are correct, sir, and that's why we watch Lane Castadana on CBS 6 Sports. He's the sports director. Got Sean running around to the games as well. Look forward to seeing you tonight at the Chesterfield Sports Hall of Fame inaugural ceremony. Anything else you want to share? Feels like, you know, we're right in the heart of football season here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Final Score Friday, week three already. This is the fastest season in sports. I want you to keep track. If you keep track of any game outside of, you know, the high-profile games tomorrow night, watch Richmond High School of the Arts, which is the former George Wythe. They are on the road at James River. They snapped a 26-game losing streak last week. James River hasn't won yet this year. And if the Bulldogs can win even one more game this year, it'll be the first time since, I believe it's 2004, 20 years, that they've won more than one game in a season. So that team bears watching all season long, starting with tomorrow night.
Dang, that's why we bring Lane around. I love that stat. Good luck to everybody going out to the games Friday night and then Saturday college as well. Lane, thank you for joining us on the program.
Mike, thanks for having me. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Off he goes, and we'll head off as well. Lots more to talk about in the world of college football when we return.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Turn, you're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1.
ESPN's got this big article today. Robert Kraft is the owner of the New England Patriots.
Don Van Natta wrote this. He's their investigative reporter. He's done a lot of the Dan Snyder stuff, the Jerry Jones stuff. The article's all about how Robert Kraft really, 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 really wants to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame and, like, has made it his life's mission to get there. And commissioned the Apple TV documentary to show how awesome he was keeping Belichick and Brady together, has his PR guy, this is according to the ESPN report, out there like glad handing the voters, trying to win them over and take them out to dinner and whatever it takes. I find it intensely amusing when rich people can't get the thing they want. I just we have very little in life compared to the rich people. So we must make sure they never get the thing they want. Robert Kraft has 6 Super Bowl rings. He has a beautiful football complex in Foxborough, Massachusetts that has a whole museum devoted to the history of the New England Patriots next to it, with a theater that screens a movie they've produced about the Patriot dynasties and Robert Kraft on the hour. He's an influential person in political affairs. He's got it all.
He does have it all. Where's our movie?
But he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
And he never can be.
And thus. But it's not that he's not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Because the article points out, arguably, he is super deserving of being in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. He did put Belichick and Brady together. He did keep them together for 6 Super Bowls. He did help end the lockout and the labor strife. He has been at the center of most league things. He has been incredibly influential. He's super deserving of being in the Hall of Fame, which makes the fact that he is spending all of his time and energy lobbying to be in the Hall of Fame the disqualifying element here. If he would just sit back and say nothing, I'd put him in the Hall of Fame. But who should be in the Hall of Fame? Like, oh, you should probably put Robert Kraft in the Hall of Fame. He owned the Patriots teams. They won all the Super Bowls. You know, Hall of Fame owners. Apparently he's really mad Jerry Jones is in the Hall of Fame and he's not. But if I'm doing Hall of Fame owners, Jerry's on my list. He's a Hall of Fame owner. Love him, hate him, doesn't matter. He's a Hall of Famer. The Rooneys in Pittsburgh are Hall of Famers. There's a weird one. Eddie DeBartolo, who owned the 49ers during their dynasties, is a Hall of Famer. He had to sell the team after getting caught in some, like, he had like a side business that got investigated by the government and ended up having to like extricate himself from the team for a little while. He did own the 49ers when they won Super Bowls. I don't think just owning a team that wins, that to me is not the criteria. Somebody owns a team every year that wins the Super Bowl. Clark Hunt, Kansas City Chiefs. Not Hall of Fame. He's just a guy who owns a team that happened to draft Patrick Mahomes. Good for him. I'm sure that's made his life immensely better in a lot of ways. He gets to hang out in the box with Taylor Swift. He's got piles of money from all the merchandise they sell. Not a Hall of Famer. Kraft is a Hall of Famer, but the fact that he wants it, we can never, ever, ever let him have it. I want to make sure we get to some baseball because we had some good baseball last night. A couple good highlights for the New York teams. Let's start with the Yankees. We'll save the Mets because that was even more dramatic for later. It's hard to be more dramatic than a walk-off, but that's what we have today. We start with the less dramatic of the New York wins. It's a Yankees walk-off by Jazz Chisholm, 4-3 win for the Yanks over the Royals.
2-1. Jazz grounds it. Diving stop Witt. Throw to the plate. Not in time. It's wide. Birdie scores. Jazz Chisholm wins the game. And the Yankees walk off the Royals 4-3-11.
They're the I would argue, the most recognizable sports franchise in America. If you want to make the case for the Cowboys, you can, but it's the Yankees. They're the most recognizable sports franchise in America. You see a Yankees hat anywhere in the world, you immediately know it's the New York Yankees. And yet they cannot get a normal radio announcer to call their baseball games. It's incredible. They got the old guy that, Yankees win. He's retired. He's unretired. Nobody knows if he's retired. You got the guy who's staring down the other guy. You got the guy who's yelling, it smells like a Yankees win. You got this guy. It's the most popular team in the entire country. How can we not get one normal? Get Blaine or Trey up there. Either of them could do the job. It's the most popular franchise in America. I'm asking for one normal radio announcer, one time calling a Yankees baseball game. One of one, Shohei Ohtani. He is now 3 home runs and 2 stolen bases away from creating the 50-50 club. It's never been done before. He's got the lead track on it here, and he went yard again last night.
And Ohtani belts this one to right center field and deep. This one heading back. It's gone. A line drive out of here. Into the home run seats. An absolute laser beam for Shohei Ohtani. And it's home run number 47 for the Big Show. 47 home runs and 47 stolen bases in the hunt for 50-50.
50-50. What a remarkable achievement if he gets there. And it's sure, there's no signs he's not going to get there. The dude is the best two-way player. He's setting records we haven't seen since Babe Ruth. Can't pitch this year, and so instead he's like, I'll just be the best hitter in baseball. Just a phenomenal once-in-a-lifetime talent. Excited to see that guy play some postseason baseball, which amazingly he has not yet done in his American career because he's been stuck with the Angels the whole time. When the Nats win, we should acknowledge a Nats win doesn't come along every day, so let's acknowledge a Washington Nationals win.
One line to the pitch, to the pit. Swing a blast to straightaway center and deep. Harris, forget about it. This one into orbit. And it hits the bullpen cart beyond the center field wall. Oh, my, what a blast for Abrams. 3-0 Nationals.
That's C.J. Abrams going yard 5-1. Nats over the Braves. Speaking of teams that will not be making the playoffs, look, we know the White Sox are bad. We don't have a clip here. I'm not going to subject you to White Sox baseball. But the White Sox are now 6 games away. They lost to the Cleveland Guardians yesterday. Cleveland's good. Chicago has 114 losses. They are 6 away from setting the Major League Baseball record for most losses in a season. We're on alert. 6 more losses is all they need. Now, they play the A's next. The A's are bad too, so they may veer off track here, unfortunately. We're pulling for history, though. You know this show pulls for history. We're pulling for history, Chicago White Sox. I promised you an exciting finish. Let me give you an exciting finish, courtesy of the New York Mets. They're playing the Toronto Blue Jays. We've got a no-hitter brewing, and these are actually in the opposite order. It's going to be 5 first, then 4. We've got a no-hitter brewing in the 9th inning for the Toronto Blue Jays, and it ends in excruciating fashion.
0-2. Hit high in the air, deep right field. Lindor swings and sends it out to tie the game and deliver heartbreak to the Blue Jays. Francisco Lindor in the 9th has tied the game up at 1, ripping the no-hitter up and putting the Mets on the board with their first hit and their first run.
Rip up the no-hitter. It was a real one, too, not one of these fake combined no-hitters that nobody cares about. Bummer for the Toronto Blue Jays, but the Mets get a much-needed win as they keep pace with the Braves. We got ourselves a race coming down the stretch in the NL East. Philly's running away with it, but Braves and Mets are going to be neck and neck as well. Mets went on to a 3-1 lead and then polished things off. When the wheels came off, they really came off for Toronto.
High kick, first toss. Swinging a drive in the air to center and deep. Marshall racing back. He looks up. This one is gone! Oh, there's that titanic power from Francisco Alvarez to double the lead. A three-run bomb straightaway center. 6-1 Mets.
6-1 Mets, your final up there in Toronto. Mets do their part to keep pace as we fly towards October. Richmond Flying Squirrels will give you the quick update. They didn't win. They've still got a few games left. Four more games left to run out the clock on the season. They will not make the playoffs, as we have previously told you. They rallied, but Altoona, an 8-7 winner up there in Pennsylvania as the Squirrels play out their season. We didn't have Tuesdays with Trey on Tuesday. I told him we'll get him on next week. We'll wrap up the season before he runs off to whatever it is you do in the offseason if you're a baseball announcer. Probably attend concerts would be my guess. He's done some Longwood basketball in the past, too, I believe. Maybe we'll see him out and about on the courts this winter, because VCU basketball is coming. We're I believe less than a month away from the black and gold game, which is remarkable. We're less than 5 minutes away from me getting you ready for the NFL. Starts tonight with Bills Dolphins. We'll take care of that. We'll get you off to crosstalk with AWOD. We're back after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. In the Fan, 105.1 FM. Let's bring this thing home. Always excited to talk to our guy, AWOD Radio, about the Commanders. Little nervous, though, this week. Talk me off the ledge. Why isn't Daniel Jones going to run crazy on these guys like he always does?
I think Daniel Jones is going to run crazy on these guys, but I think Dane Daniels is going to run for more yards. That's my hope for a Commanders victory, is that
we beat them in a shootout, that we score more points than the Giants, simply because I just don't really trust the Commanders' defense to get off the field. We didn't see that week one, especially with the fact that the Bucs went 8 out of 9 putting points on the board in terms of drives. And so I do think the Commanders only win this game by putting up 25, 28, 30 points this game.
I think one of the things that bugs me, anytime there's a new team, a new regime, a new whatever in Ashburn, we hear things that they think are fresh that aren't fresh at all. And so when you hear, you know, Bobby Wagner and Frankie Louvu, like, we got to work on our communication and, you know, just nail that down. Like, I've been hearing that for 20 years now. I've been listening to this for so long. You just got to communicate better. I'm tired of we've just got to communicate better. We've heard that for so long. You know, it gets me frustrated earlier than I probably have the right to be, given that these guys are new and it's only 1 week into their time here.
No, you're so right about that. I mean, Jonathan Allen said the same thing, right? Everything that we made a mistake on, it's correctable. Well, why didn't you correct it before the game? We're tired of hearing that from you guys week after week, year after year. I'm not sure how much the defense will be improved just because of Joe Witt's schemes and Dan Quinn's coaching style, because the talent's just not there in the secondary. But I wanted to point to two positives defensively. Jamin Davis made a play. Hey, that's all we could ask for. Made Absolutely. A play, made a second play.
Yeah.
He's going to get more snaps this week because of that. I guarantee that.
Ooh.
And Frankie Louvu was all over the field. And so I think Louvu was close to 2 sacks. When I rewatched the film, he had one play where he smacked into Jonathan Allen, right? And the guys just like smashed each other. That could have been Baker Mayfield. I mean, that could have knocked Baker out of the game. That's how hard I think he hit his own teammate there. So I think Louvu will get after the quarterback much better this weekend.
My hot take of the week, if Jonathan Allen and Daron Payne don't get better this week, I think you're going to hear a lot of chatter about them around the trade deadline, which is going to be coming up before you know it. It's an early trade deadline in the NFL. Those are two guys who have movable contracts, who other teams would want. And if Adam Peters sees, I need a lot of draft picks to fix this thing, I think those two guys could be on the chopping block sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I hope we don't get to that point in the season. But as the losses pile up, you certainly think this team could be sellers rather than buyers at the deadline. Over to the offensive side of the ball, how does Jaden get more of his receivers involved?
Yeah, and Terry McLaurin was close a couple times last week. You go back and watch, and it wasn't the numbers were bad for Terry McLaurin, just that one that they force-fed to him, and then he ran into the defense. Certainly, fantasy football player, you look at, what's this guy doing? This guy got open a couple times. He ran some good routes. There's a trust-building element that's going to have to happen here over time, and this is something that hasn't happened except for, really, I would say Taylor Heinicke is the only guy who's come in and understood, I can throw the ball to this guy, he'll catch it no matter what. Everybody else, every other quarterback's trained, when the receiver gets separation, that's when you throw the ball. Terry's not a separation guy. I'm sure we could pull the advanced stats on this, obviously. But you get the sense that Terry's a guy who thrives in a contested 50-50 catch. And he's got to earn the trust, both of Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. Go ahead and throw the ball to him. Even if he doesn't look open, he's going to come down with it. We've seen that so many times. I think about the home opener against the Chargers, where he just like pockets that one on the sideline. Such a great catch. That's one. That's a Terry McLaurin catch. Not open. Fully contested, comes down with it, moves the chains.
Yeah, and I would argue that Terry McLaurin creates just enough separation that he can make those contested catches, right? I mean, if a guy's blanketed you, the contested catch becomes a lot harder. If you have a little bit of room, then you can get your hands out, and I do really trust him to make the catch on the 50-50 ball. I think Jaden will learn. I've got to target Terry more on third down. I want to point to the pass to Olamide Zaccheaus on the right side of the field there, and that was a comeback route in which it was kind of like Jaden just went to his first read there, but that guy was blanketed. Terry's going to find a way to create a little bit of separation, enough separation that he will make that catch on third down. And so I think moving forward, especially this week, I want to see Terry McLaurin be the guy on third down if it's not Zach Ertz in the middle of the field.
I want more Zach Ertz too. That's exactly where I was going. I want more not the running backs catching the ball, which they're great at, and certainly B-Rob and Eckler both had a lot of catches, got out of the backfield just fine, but they didn't have a lot of runs. 14 runs for B-Rob, I think 2 for Eckler last week. You need the running backs to run better, which starts at the offensive line, includes them. You need the receivers to be more involved in the passing game. You need the tight ends to be more. Everybody needs to slide down into their role a little bit. And Cliff Kingsbury hasn't shown us everything he's going to show us. You didn't see all the packages, all the looks. Those will emerge as we go through the season here. But this is the week to throw a few new wrinkles out, right? Because I think we both understand I'm not a must-win game guy. I don't go there in week 2. But if you lose this one, the implications for the fan base, not for the team. The team could still beat Cincy. The implications for the fan base, though, are not great. I think you're going to have people tuning out and saying, all right, like, I still like DQ. I still like Adam Peters. But this is a year away from being polished enough to be ready.
What's such a shame about Brian Robinson and Austin Eckler, and you're right, they didn't have enough carries together, combined, they didn't have enough rushing yards. But my best play of the game, the biggest explosive play, was the play in which both of them were on the field at the exact same time. Jaden dumps it off to Brian Robinson. Eckler's blocking for him in front. Some really good blocking. Unfortunately, it was called back because of the block in the back for Zaccheaus there. But that was the best play of the game in which both of them were on the field at the exact same time. And I want more of that moving forward, especially this week, because Kayvon Thibodeau, the Giants have the pass rushers to force Jaden. Either he's going to take some sacks, which I hope doesn't happen, or he's going to have to get rid of the ball super quick, and that could be the dump-offs to Eckler and B-Rob.
All right, you got burned last week in prediction time. Are you jumping back on the horse? What's our prediction
here? Of course I am, and of course I'm going to pick the Commanders to get the win. I mean, Daniel Jones is 5-1-1 against Washington. Daniel Jones will eat. He will have a bounce-back game in which Giants fans will feel a little bit more comfortable about him being the starting quarterback. I think he probably throws for 2 touchdowns, runs for 1. We're talking about a game in which both teams get over 24 points here. So I'm going to say Commanders win 28-25.
I got the Commanders winning. I'll go lower scoring than you're going on. Give me a 21-17. It's the NFL. These are close games. I think getting Austin Seibert to kick it through the uprights early would be huge. You think about last week, those 2 missed field goals loomed really large. Could have been 23-20 entering the fourth quarter. Not to say they would have won, but it would have been a competitive ball game. Special teams so important. We'll see if they've got their guy or not.
I totally agree. I mean, we talked about it all offseason. This team, the talent on this team is not good enough, and so their margin of error, they're going to be in games, hopefully. They can't afford to miss not even 1 field goal, let alone 2.
Always appreciate the time, Awad. We'll be back. You can check our videos on YouTube, AWOD Radio. 3 hours coming up next. You're listening to 910 The Fan, Net 105.1 FM.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this. Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.